need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I'm so glad that you spent your Monday with us. Thank you for being here. It's always an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have you here. And I don't take that for granted. And if you miss any part of the show, the podcast is always up and it's never behind a paywall. You can go to SoundCloud.com and search Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio. You can do the same thing at Apple Podcasts. I believe you can do it through TuneIn and some of the other podcast aggregators as well. But I know that those two main hubs have everything that we do within just minutes of it having been done. So go and enjoy our content, all of it for free. As I said, never again behind the paywall. Now, I've always heard that the left are pro-women. Did you hear that? I've always seen the National Organization for Women and the National Abortion Rights Action League and Planned Parenthood, all these people say that the left are the people that are supporting the women. But here's my problem. In just the last little bit, just since the beginning of this year, it seems like almost everything they've done has been to hurt the women. If you're talking about, for instance, competitive sport, these same people that have been saying we're pro-woman, they don't want women to just compete against women. In fact, they want to call me a name for saying that biological males aren't women in the competitions where they're competing against one another. But the problem is that it's just not true. See, I'm not down with gender. I'm very, very down with sex. I know what sex is. Gender confuses me. Whatever you want to pretend you are and call yourself that, that's fine, whatever. Just don't allow people of a different sex to compete against one another in a competition that's designed to be against the same sex. Women are losing out on scholarship opportunities, especially now that the NCAA is going to start paying their athletes. Women are going to start losing out on scholarship opportunities because the male athletes, the biological males, are going to have a muscle and bone sized advantage. They're going to be faster. They're going to be stronger. But that's just one example. Last week, going into the weekend, some Democrat on Capitol Hill thought, hey, this is a great idea. Let's draft the women. So there's now legislation running through Congress trying to force women to register for the draft. Because nothing says, you know, women, like shoving them off to war. By the way, what kind of pansy House congressman do you have to be to say, I want ladies to go fight my battles for me? Come on, dudes. Where's your dudeness? Anyway, California is a place where a lot of this got started. A lot of this ideas, a lot of these very strange, kooky ideas. And it's no wonder, just a little update for you here, that my very good friend Larry Elder took a 10-point lead in the California gubernatorial race this weekend. First poll that's been out for quite some time. He is polling 10 points ahead of the next closest competitor, was the guy that ran against Gavin Newsom in the last cycle, and even further ahead of Caitlyn Jenner. Because, you know, women. But that's the thing. Larry Elder's a voice for common sense, voice for God, voice for faith, a voice for radical truthfulness in a day that is increasingly dishonest. God bless him. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.